everyone. This is Lisa A. Romano, certified life coach specializing in ACOA recovery. It is January 10th, 2015. Welcome, everyone, and Happy New Year. Thank you so, so much for joining me on this show this evening. Tonight, we will be discussing how transcending the wounds created by our dysfunctional programming helps us vibrate at higher levels of existence and how doing so helps us conquer our lack mentality and allows us to begin resonating a more abundant and joyful vibrational frequencies. As adult children of alcoholics, many of us do not even realize just how wounded we truly are. Because we have ridiculously high thresholds for pain, we do not always consciously comprehend how dank our own energy bodies are. Many of us have been living in such deep states of survival for so long, we are unaware our emotional set point is one that has us unknowingly avoiding pain rather than seeking joy in our lives. Because so many of us were taught that our needs were unimportant, we no longer seek guidance from within, and so we wind up settling for what shows up. The most sad aspect of our realities is the fact that we are creators and capable of transcending literally any experience. But for adult children of alcoholics, if we do not even know where our pain is or where our wounds are, we oftentimes miss the transcendental experience embracing the pain can create. Embracing the pain is an opportunity to create new realities and to live life in new vibrations, literally embracing the opportunity to experience a new earth in a whole new way. Adult children of alcoholics come from long lines of dark, dank energy beings, and because our families have been drenched in denial, it can be quite a wobbly experience as one approaches a true healing journey. In this episode, we will be discussing the hero's path of an adult child of an alcoholic and/or narcissist, and how we can use our experiences to propel us to higher vibrations, so to experience the world in a new way as high energy beings, living our lives intentionally on a quantum level, for the purpose of living our higher self realities through the process of transcendence. So, as adult children of alcoholics, or as adult children who have been raised by unrecovered adult children of alcoholics, or as adult children of addicts or narcissists, we today all share the same wounds. Regardless of the exact nature of our parents or caretakers, regardless of the causative agent, whether psychological, chemical, socioeconomic, or whatever, when you are ignored on a psychological, emotional, or vibrational level, the effect is the same. We all come to this time-space experience seeking for connections. We all come here to complete our divine biofeedback energy loop. We all come here divinely connected to Mother in utero, and we all came here expecting to continue that feedback system on a quantum invisible level to our human eye level. We all came here expecting to be connected to our mothers on a quantum level. How do we expect that to experience that? We expected to feel it on a vibrational level, innately, divinely. And when the natural laws of the universe are ordered and not corrupted by unhealthy psychological negative viruses like negative thoughts at the time of our birth, when our physical feedback system is severed by the cutting of our energy extension cord, our umbilical cord, our quantum nature was supposed to take over, and a bond, an energy bond to Mother, was supposed to be created. But just like any other bond in nature, Some bonds can be stronger or weaker than others. When we are born to beings who lack strong energy bonds to their own self, to their own worthiness, to their own value, to their own divinity, it is impossible for that energy being to be able to strongly bond to us in a healthy, authentic way. When a mother is blind to her own self, only sees her own lack, how can that mother see the divine value in her child? Dear ones, as it is below, so shall it be above. This broadcast is meant to help trigger your awareness. Why? Because if you do not confront the dysfunctional programming that has been planted in the soil, that is the garden and the foundation that is your mind, you will continue to react, behave, and base all future and present decisions on those corrupt seeds. Dear one, every man, every woman, and even every child will reap what has been sown into the soil of his or her own mind. A child that has been conditioned to ignore self through the experience of parental indifference will reap the seeds of feelings of unworthiness in all life experiences, now and future. As it is below, so shall it be above. That is, dear one, until that being embraces true recovery. As fetuses grow below the beating heart of mothers, as a mother feels about self, so shall she project those perceptions upon her child. As it is below, dear one, so shall it be above. Adult children who have suffered parental neglect, who have been starved of psychological, emotional, vibrational validation, are truly starving for the energy they need to fuel the generator that is their heart and their brain. When a child feels love, endorphins are released in the brain. The heart-brain connection cannot be and should not ever be ignored. The umbilical cord that connects a fetus to its mother is beyond miraculous. And if you ever doubt how truly divine you are, dear one, or how divine any human being is, take a few minutes out of your day and study the anatomy of an umbilical cord. It's amazing. Truly, truly amazing. Beyond question, we are beings that need connections. But what most of us fail to recognize is that our first experience of connections with mom, dad, siblings, and alike become the blueprint for all future connections. Dear ones, if your connections to mom, dad, and your siblings are faulty and you are not yet healed, then it must be presumed many of your thoughts and decisions and choices are being impacted today. Many of us have undoubtedly been wounded by our unaware dark energy parents. Now, let me reiterate my position so that anyone listening can allow this message to be accepted into their subconscious mind without fear, flagging the message, or making it difficult to be received. I do not shed light on the problems our denial-based, unaware parents for any other purpose but to shine a light on a leaky faucet that needs to be first discovered in order to be fixed. You cannot fix a leaky faucet unless you acknowledge the faucet's leaking. So if you have an issue in your kitchen or in your bathroom, dear one, first you must figure out what went wrong. When you hear me on Blog Talk Radio or when you hear me on another host's show or when you hear me on a YouTube video or read about these ideas in one of my books, and I'm speaking about the wounds that were created by our parents, it is absolutely essential, dear ones, that you do not allow yourself to get hung up on the idea that I is pointing the finger at mommy and daddy. I don't do that because I'm trying to throw them under the bus. I'm doing that simply to help you figure out what went wrong. Dear one, there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you. You have been programmed by dysfunctional others to believe that you are unworthy. That is the lie. That is the illusion, dear one. That is the leaky faucet. Now let's try to fix it. Because our parents denied their own pain, or because they busied themselves with distractions, whether that was alcohol, serial affairs, gambling, anger, antidepressants, cleaning obsessively, pot, partying, or alike. Number one, they have programmed us to deny our own pain as well. Number two, being born to alcoholics or unrecovered dark energies who criticized us, who ignored our pain, or who minimized our emotions, our needs, our ideas, who failed to emotionally, vibrationally attempt to connect with us on a healthy level, have brainwashed us out of any idea that we have a self. You don't know you have a self if your mother and father aren't trying to validate you as a self. It's impossible, dear one. If mom and dad or your family system never tells you you're worthy, you do not know that you are. When you do not receive validation as a child, you seek validation your whole life. When you are never told you are enough, you never stop seeking to feel enough. And so, we are a society of beings chasing our own divine tails. And if we do not transcend the pain, we will remain on familiar vibrational planes and continue to attract other energy beings on similar vibrational channels. Dear one, as it is below, so shall you attract above. Everyone reaps what they sow vibrationally. It can be no other way. Dear ones, just watch some reality TV. Watch the Maury Povich Show, and you will observe like vibrational beings attract like vibrational beings. Today truly is a new earth reality. As man's consciousness expands, we are able to gain broader perspectives. Our mothers did their jobs. They got us to 2015. Most of our mothers did better jobs than their mothers. Most of our fathers did better jobs than their fathers, at least for most of us. Now, that does not mean we have not been wounded or damaged by their current levels of dark awareness. It just means that from a broader perspective, a higher self, broader perspective, many of us can see, or we have chosen to see, that our mothers and fathers did better jobs than their own. In my case, my mother didn't drink. That's how she did better than her mom. But my mother was still emotionally, verbally, and sometimes physically abusive. Now, my job is to do better than she did. And my children's job is to do better than their father and I. And so, this speaks to the evolution of consciousness as exemplified in the three generations of my family. Treat others as you would have others treat you. Dear ones, treat self as you wished others had treated you. Love self, then love others as you love self. Dear ones, marry, unite, bond with self, then seek to bond and unite with others. Dear ones, I freaking get it. When the being that created you, your mom and dad, ignore you, they wound you, and they project their crap onto you, you feel hated. And when that is your blueprint, it's difficult to love yourself or even connect to self or even conceptualize the idea that you have this thing called a self that is absolutely divine and perfect at its core. Dear one, what's wrong with you is not you. It's your data. What's right with you is you. It's your core, your higher self, the knowing part of you, your guidance system. When we embrace the pain, we acknowledge ourselves the way mom and dad were supposed to. When we validate our emotions, act on our own guidance, we validate self the way mom and dad were supposed to. When we turn from abrasive others, we honor our vibrations and ascend higher. We are capable of transcending it all. But dear ones, here's the tricky part. Ascension, to ascend to higher vibrational realities, means that you as a being must embrace the idea of ascending what? Ascending the dark energies. So what does that mean? Well, that means that when you decide to embark on a true recovery journey, you embrace it all. You know, all that pain that you stuffed when you were 2 and 3 and 4, when you felt ignored, when you saw mommy drunk and falling down, when you were left at school because your parents were too strung out to come pick you up, when no one went to your parent-teacher conference, you know, when you were at school and your mother showed up high or your dad showed up high, or you know that pain you felt when your house blew up the night before and you cried yourself to sleep. And as one of my YouTube viewers has stated on a comment in YouTube, she says she remembers the wet ears that she would experience from crying herself to sleep. That pain, dear one, that pain. When you are willing to say, I am ready to feel that pain. I am ready to embrace that pain. I am ready to remember at least as much as I can. And I'm ready to sit here in the pain. And I'm ready to honor the pain and validate the pain. I am ready to journal about the pain. I'm ready to rewind the tape in my mind. And I'm ready to go back square one. I'm ready to remember what it was like to be born to my mother and to my father. I'm ready to remember what it was like to feel abandoned in the crib. I'm ready to remember what it felt like to watch mom serial date behind my father's back or cheat on my father when he wasn't home. I'm ready to remember what it felt like to be afraid, feel the chaos in my home. I'm ready to feel what it felt like to have my mother and father humiliate me in front of family members. I'm ready to feel what it felt like to be 12 and to be beat up by my siblings and have no one come to my rescue. When you are really ready and you understand that the only way to ascend and experience this fifth dimensional reality so many people are talking about, this vibrational reality, this quantum reality, when you are really willing to transcend that and that is your goal, dear one, there's no way around it. The only way to ascend is to go through it. And that's very scary for a lot of people. And I'm doing this radio show and I do my videos for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to share recovery and to share tools with you to help you ascend and join me in this new reality. And so we hear a lot about people talking about the power of now and a new earth, and, you know, it all sounds really amazing. And the law of vibration, and I'm sure a lot of you recognize the work of Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks. She's been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show and many, many other outlets. And Eckhart Tolle, of course, is world-renowned for his understandings of enlightenment, and he brings so much to the table. And so there's a lot of talk about the new earth and law of vibration and fifth dimensional realities, and you know, it's if we don't really understand what's necessary to experience the power of now and what's necessary to be able to use the law of attraction, especially as an adult child of an alcoholic, and you know, if we don't understand what's necessary to achieve fifth dimensional realities, then how can we achieve them? When I really began studying myself as an adult child of an alcoholic, and my journey brought me down to a quantum level, I've always been very curious by nature, and I'm so, so thankful. I was the pain in the ass kid who was like, why? 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 Why does it do that? How does a plant make its own food? How does the earth revolve around the sun? What do you mean the moon doesn't have... What do you mean the moon doesn't glow? What do you mean the sun is actually reflecting on the moon and that? What do you mean water isn't, you know, the sky isn't blue, that water is reflecting up into the sky and that's actually where the blue you in the sky comes from? What do you mean? I really needed to understand everything from a cellular level, from the ground up. And that curiosity just carried over into ACOA recovery, and it really has served me. As an adult child of an alcoholic who considers herself in recovery, I'll be in recovery to the day I die. And I'm okay with that because that means I'm always learning, and that keeps me excited. That means I'm always growing. So I'm not intimidated at all by the fact that, you know, I'm going to always be in recovery and always learning, because we're expansive beings, and the goal of expansion is really a matter of consciousness and evolving these what were once dark energy bodies into light bodies. I mean, that's our goal as a soul, is to rediscover and to embrace the true nature of our being, which is a spiritual light body. And certainly, if you're the adult child of an alcoholic, you are confused about your light body. What do you mean? I don't feel like a light body. I feel ornery. I feel angry. I'm resentful. You know, I keep attracting dysfunctional men or dysfunctional women. And I'm a magnet to dysfunction. And so, and that's really, really valid. And, you know, I just want to tell anyone listening here and encourage you to understand that if you are the adult child of an alcoholic, like, there's no way you can be a light body unless you embrace recovery. Now, listen, Al-Anon is awesome, and ACOA groups are awesome, and CODA meetings are awesome. But if you're not recovering in these meetings, then you need something more. My experience with these 12 steps groups were that there was a whole lot of complaining going on, and a whole lot of recycling of victimhood. I am not knocking ACOA recovery groups. I am not knocking the 12 steps. I really do believe that there is true validation in the idea that people need to be supported, and that in the beginning of recovery, it is so, so crucial for the adult child of an alcoholic to begin getting validated. Okay, why? Okay, there goes the big question. That's a curious person in me. Why? It is essential that ACOAs find validation, because that is part of our corrupt data, because we never received validation from our parents. So we're not tuned up for validation. And so what do? We attract people who withhold validation from us. we attract narcissists. And because we never get validated in a healthy way, because our family of origins are so dysfunctional, that they say things to us like, "Oh, Lisa, cut it out. What are you talking about? You're so sensitive. It doesn't bother your brother. That's not what happened. You're crazy. You better stop reading those self-help books, Lisa. How come nobody else in the family thinks like this but you? Why are you so sensitive? Why are you so serious?" And so in an ACOA family or an alcoholic family, the veil of obscures everything. There is no health, you know. I remember my father telling me that psychology was a bunch of nonsense. And I was like 10, and I'm thinking, oh my God, like, he's crazy. Because we are all psychological beings, and here my father was insisting that psychologists didn't know what they were talking about, and that emotions were unnecessary. And I'm thinking, well, does that apply to you when you're banging your fist at the dinner table? Because anger is an emotion. And how come you're allowed to feel angry, but I'm not? And so I was always asking those questions, and that's part of why I was so jacked up all the time, because nothing made sense. Nothing made sense. So Dad was saying, my feelings don't matter, and making statements like, feelings are a bunch of bull, and people don't have to be happy, they just got to survive, and psychologists are nuts, and things like that. But I was also observing a man who was allowed to get angry. He was allowed to voice frustration because he got frustration. He got frustrated very easily. It didn't take much to upset that man. He was allowed to be critical of us. He was allowed to have opinions, but we weren't. But my mother wasn't allowed to get angry. My mother wasn't allowed to show frustration. My mother was certainly not allowed to criticize his ass. And we children were to be seen and not heard. And we were to stifle and stifle our emotions. And so we did. I believe that I was the most honest of the three of us. I was also the oldest child, and I'm also a Pisces, born March 1st. So I'm not surprised. Understanding my astrological sign, I'm not surprised that I was so empathic and emotionally honest. And therefore, in pain. And so it was interesting to be the empath, the Piscean child in this family, and the oldest child, and to feel so out of alignment with my family members, and to be experiencing excruciating pain while at the same time watching the people around me act like nothing was wrong. I mean, there was such a contrast in my mind. And so it made me question my perceptions, and that casted doubt on my own feeling about everything. And so when your perceptions don't match what you're seeing with your physical eyes, there's this great conflict that occurs. And so Mom and Dad look happy. Brother and sister aren't complaining. But I'm in so much pain, and everybody's acting like nothing's wrong. So a child presumes that what's wrong is them. The child presumes what's wrong is their perception. And so when we have that situation showing up in alcoholic homes or unrecovered homes, there are going to be children who are more sensitive than others, who are aware of the contrast, who begin to believe unconsciously and dysfunctionally. It's an illusion, but they believe it because they aren't as cognitive as they need to be, and they're just children. And they're forming these ideas based on the information they have up until that age. So by the time I was 10, I believed that there was something very innately wrong with me. It was my fault that my mother could not connect with me. It was my fault. I thought maybe it was because my eyes were green and her eyes were blue and my sister's eyes were blue and my brother's eyes were brown and my dad's eyes were brown. So I could see that my brother had brown eyes like my dad, my sister had blue eyes like mom, and I was the only one in the family with green eyes. So maybe that was it. I was seeking some concrete reason for why there was such a disconnect. And of course, I could never concretely find one. And so I presumed on an innate level, it must be me. There's something wrong with me. And as you can imagine, a child that has those experiences and has that kind of data in the garden of his or her mind is going to be a being who, unfortunately, is very, very bogged down with dank energy. That's not a high vibrational being. And that is a shame because all children should be high vibrational beings. There should be no reason on this earth that any child anywhere is not resonating at high levels of vibrational frequencies. And if a child is not vibrating at high vibrational frequencies, you can bet your butt there's a good reason. And so on the recovery journey, when you begin to, or at least when I began to understand the processes, and I understood that, okay, I'm codependent, and that's why I am unhappy in my marriage, because I take care of him and don't take care of myself, and now I resent his ass, and I do for him because I really want to control him, because if I do everything for him, he kind of owes me. And now he's got to do everything I want him to do. You see, that's the unwritten thing that we got going on, the unwritten contract of an unrecovered ACOA who's codependent and trying to manipulate people into getting her needs met. And I fess up, you know, hey, this is about recovery. And in recovery, we understand that the truth shall set you free. And that don't mean it doesn't hurt saying it, because it does. That just means that when you tell the truth, you come into alignment with your chakra system and your root chakra, throat chakra, third eye chakra, crown chakra is in alignment with truth. I can say that and feel absolutely no shame because I know that I was doing those things because I was below the veil of consciousness. When I was doing those things, I was exhibiting those behaviors and those mindsets because I didn't know that I didn't know. I didn't know that I was a divine being. I didn't know that what was wrong were the illusions. And when I discovered that what was wrong were the illusions, it became easier for me to stay on the path. And so what does it take for you to transcend? What it takes for you to transcend is a conscious awareness. And so it's sort of like if you can imagine recovery is a 10-story building and higher self-awareness is in the penthouse and you awakening happens in the basement. And so, you know, you're in the basement of this experience and it hurts and it's dark and it's lonely, you know, and, you know, you got some cobwebs and some rats and maybe some cockroaches running around. And so you begin to understand that you have to move out of the basement. You know, you got to get out of that space. You know, you've got to move towards the light. You got to get to that, at least get to the first floor. So, you know, the first part of the process is awareness. Understand that you need to immediately take control over your quantum experience. So whatever is about you that is negative, you got to get away from it. You must begin to quantumly disentangle from cockroaches in your experience. And so what we do is we acknowledge that we're having this awakening experience that we are ACOAs and that we have been wounded in very specific ways and that what's really wrong is an illusion. What's really wrong is that we've been believing a bunch of lies, a bunch of malarkey. We were never not enough. You know, but we also have to accept that our programming is dysfunctional. And we can, you know, have milk conscious states where we can connect to higher self and understand that when we finally recover, we're in a state of integrity and oneness with our higher self, and we're resonating at a quantum level at a very high vibration, and we're experiencing this 5D reality. We can know that that's the goal, while at the same time exist in the emotional body and accept that we have to embrace the pain. And so if you can cognitively accept, you know, consciously, at a conscious level, if you can connect to the penthouse in your brain and acknowledge that you are a divine being in spite of what other people led you to believe, and you can also at the same time understand that it's your goal to remember the pain and to embrace it and to honor it and to turn to yourself and say, I love you enough to allow you to experience this pain. I'm going to validate this pain for you, and I'm going to be here for you. When you begin to validate your own pain, what happens is these energy blocks begin to clear. Now, it's really important while you're doing this work that you go no contact with people who you know are dysfunctional. Because if you don't, what will happen is you will quantumly entangle yourself and enmesh yourself with old ideas. And so what happens is when you're in recovery, it's sort of like, you know, an alcoholic who needs to stay away from his drinking buddies. No different. When you're in codependent recovery or ACOA recovery, and you've clearly identified those people who are negating your ability to get clean emotionally, then you've got to disentangle. If you don't love yourself, then my best advice is for you to stay out of relationships until you do. Because if you do not love yourself, you are going to attract someone who does not love himself or herself. And then that means that that person is going to be needy, and you will become responsible for their happiness. You will end up resenting that person because they will not be able to make you happy, and you will try to manipulate them into making you happy. So they're going to have to answer every text immediately. They're going to have to answer every phone call immediately. They're going to have to read your mind and all that just to keep your needy ass happy. And you know on a conscious, cognitive level that's impossible. And so what we do in recovery is we move out of the basement, we move to the first floor, we remember that we're supposed to be seeking the light because the goal is a true light body. And so we eliminate dank energy beings from our experience to the best of our ability. If we are in work experiences that are uncomfortable, we do what we can. The two questions I want you to ask yourself all day, every day is, what can I control and what can't I control? And the reason I want you to keep those two key questions in your mind is because all day, every day, you need to make decisions. Unrecovered ACOAs live by default. They're running off the data like zombies. In recovery, we live consciously. We live deliberately. The art of living consciously is truly an art, and it needs to be practiced. Just like anything else you're trying to learn and master, you must practice the art of living consciously. So, you detach from negative people. You go no contact if necessary. You begin to embrace your emotions as they show up. You dedicate a sacred space and a sacred time to do this healing work. So let's say if you need to get up for work at 6, when you embark on this journey, you set your clock for 5 a.m. and you drag your tired butt to the table and you begin journaling about your experiences that you believe that you may have forgotten. Start at square one. Start at conception. Who was your mother when she conceived you? Who were the beings she shared time and space with? Who was the man that created you? Who was your mother's mother? What was her childhood experience? Who was your father's father? What was his role model? What kind of house were you born into? Where were you born? What kind of people did your parents hang out with? Who were their influencers? And so you trace back your history to day one, conception. Understand who your parents were before they even had you. That'll definitely help you understand who you are, because who they were is what helped them create the ideas that they used to raise you. In addition, what we do is, so we detach, we get alone, create sacred spaces, we rewind the tape, we journal, and we do everything that we can to milk conscious states of awareness. So, yes, definitely, journaling will help keep you conscious. Also, affirmations. I wrote a book called Loving the Self Affirmations, and I'm not just plugging my book for the sake of plugging it. It really is a wonderful tool. And I suggest that affirmations, if not my affirmations, Louise Hay affirmations, whatever, the affirmations are designed to break unconscious belief systems and help you create new belief systems, which is extraordinary. And you do that, you do your affirmations in the morning, but especially when you fall asleep, because when you fall asleep, you're falling into a theta state, and you take these loving ideas into your subconscious. And there's no conflicting data. Your subconscious is just plays with this new information all night long. And so you create that vibrational energy as you fall asleep, and you will wake up in a different energy. And so those are key ideas that I'd like you to begin implementing into your life. Before we end the show, I want to go back to what I was talking about, you know, in terms of fifth dimensional realities, the law of attraction and a new earth, those ideas. For adult children of alcoholics, it's particularly challenging because if you don't believe that you're worthy of abundance, you can't attract abundance. And so a key element that's missing that I wish people like Esther Hicks and Oprah Winfrey and the big names out there that have all this media power, Eckhart Tolle and alike, Wayne Dyer. I think a big key that's missing is that we need to explain to people, especially adult children of alcoholics or adult children from dysfunctional homes, when you have been bred in a home that has not afforded you the ability to feel validated, then you do not feel valid. And so if you grow up and you begin experimenting with the law of attraction, and you go to all these seminars, and you buy all these CDs and all these programs, and you spend all this money, you know, to have someone tell you to visualize a Mercedes-Benz in your driveway, go to a car dealership, smell the leather, and it'll show up one day. No, that's not how it works. If you do not feel valid, if you do not love self, if you do not have self-esteem, it doesn't matter how visual you get and how many vision boards you create. It doesn't matter how many Mercedes-Benz you go and sniff. You will never attract that Mercedes-Benz, ever, because you don't think you're worthy of it. If that Mercedes-Benz represents abundance to you and you have a lack mentality, you cannot create it. You must first change who you are and what you believe about self on a vibrational level. When you begin understanding that at your core you are worthy, period, it is a given. And the only thing that has happened in your life that has created any idea that you are not worthy is a lie. It's an illusion. When you begin playing with those ideas and you begin transcending the dark energies and embracing the energies and then, therefore, transcending them, you begin to vibrate at higher levels of frequencies. And as you embrace and begin to love self, your vibrations shift. And as you begin to love self, you obviously begin to find worth in self. And the more you're able to milk the idea that you are a worthy being, from that standpoint, then you can begin attracting abundance. In my case, it wasn't until I was about 43 that I really began understanding that I absolutely wanted and deserved a healthy, loving relationship. And I wrote a letter to the universe when I was 43, and I said, when I'm 45, I will be ready to attract a man who is loving, who is kind, who is respectful, who makes me feel seen, who makes me feel warm, who makes me feel truly, truly confident in his love for me and his loyalty to me. By the time I'm 45, I will attract a man. I will be ready to attract a man who is financially successful, financially responsible, who is in good health because he respects his health, who will respect the fact that I respect my health, who will encourage me, who encourages himself. By the time I'm 45, I will be ready to attract a man that I can love with all of me, without fear, and who my children will absolutely accept and love. And if he has children, his children will absolutely accept and love me. And so I had all these, this criteria, and hell, it was my dream. And, you know, I began to look at the universe as a restaurant. And so I was like, hell, universe, okay, here's my order. You know, and I imagined that, you know, and I understood that the universe is indifferent, in that it's just matching people up with whatever vibrations they're emitting. And so we're all transmitters and receivers of vibrations. And so it was my work to vibrate at a certain level where this man existed. And so by the time I was 45, I put it out there. You know, hey, universe, by the time I'm 45, this is what I want to manifest. And dear ones, on my 45th birthday, and this is my swear to you, my promise to you, my husband, my new husband, asked me out on our first date. And that's not a lie. That is exactly how this happened. In the 2 years that I had declared that declaration, I worked on cleaning up my vibration. So I began acknowledging when gossip was happening around me, and I moved away from it. Family relationships that were getting ornery, I moved away from it. Television, stopped watching it. Newspapers, stopped reading them. News on television, stopped watching it. I literally began to create this quantum field around me that was beautiful, that was content. I began making a habit of buying myself a bouquet of flowers every week. I began purging my sock drawer. If I had bras and underwear that had holes in them, I threw them away. And I went and I bought myself something pretty. I began really taking care of my health, eating nutritionally. And so the message that I was sending out to the universe was, I am becoming the person I want to attract. I became super, super financially responsible. And literally, dear ones, what I did was, I literally became the energy being that I wanted to attract. And I am very happy to acknowledge and to report that this once suicidal 12-year-old ACOA, this once clinically depressed young mom who had been diagnosed with panic disorder and asthma and migraine headaches, who experienced tunnel vision and severe terror, in her life all day and every day, who was covered in rashes from head to toe, who was once crippled by the fear of starting over with 3 young children, is now happily married, who is experiencing a mutually satisfying, respectful relationship that is built on love. And I feel heard. I feel seen. And it is a joy to love someone without fear. And to know that it's okay to be myself and to honor myself, and that there are people out there who exist on a quantum level, on vibrational levels, who can see me. And I report that for the purpose of inspiring you, for the purpose of helping you get really clear about the idea that recovery is possible, that fifth dimensional realities are possible. I see everything on the quantum level now. I don't see things as good or bad. I see them as positive or negative. I see things as waveforms. I see people as quantum beings who are either negative or positive or somewhere in the middle. And I see ideas as either negative or positive. It's a really beautiful place to live because there's no judgment here. You know, when you get to this quantum level, you no longer judge self. And when you no longer judge self, you no longer judge others, and then others don't judge you. And so that will conclude our radio show for today. Thank you so much, dear ones, for listening to this show. I encourage you to check out my website at www.healingselfesteem.com and my second website at www.adultchildoflifecoach.com. I have to check. It's a new website. I'm not really sure exactly what the web address is. So just to be safe, www.healingselfesteem.com is where you should go. If you're interested in my upcoming teleclass, it'll be 2 hours long. It's beginning in March, 5 consecutive Saturdays. I have a few seats left. I have lots of people who said they want to join, but only one or two that have actually committed financially. So I encourage you to do so if that's what you are, if that's what you're, what's resonating with you, to do so. There will be questions and answers for at least 1 hour of the class. So that is so, so helpful for people. Also, you can check out my books at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Also, Audible.com is offering free downloads of my book if you sign on with them to get a free trial, and I suggest you do that. Also, my YouTube channel is Lisa A. Romano 1. Please, dear ones, if you ever feel lost, please put on one of those videos, and you can see me, and you can hear my voice, and you can listen to the message and then read the posts, because I respond to each and every person that leaves a comment on my YouTube channel. So, dear ones, I bow to the love and the light in you. Namaste, and thank you. Bye for now. Lisa A. Romano.